On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Hey, well, if you don't have it on your calendar yet, Friday, February 27th at 7 o'clock, the place you need to be is Calvary Church West Side. That's Montagne at Coors for a night of worship with John Reddick. John, welcome on to ABQ Connect.
Oh, man, thank you for having me. So excited to be here.
Oh, looking forward to having you in town to share, you know, some of your gifts, some of the songs so many have become familiar with. And, you know, John, for those of us who don't know you as well as others, tell us maybe a little bit about your journey as a musician, what brought you to, you know, head down this road of. And, you know, sometimes, I don't know if this describes you, I'll let you tell me, you know, some are musicians, some even get to the point where say, you know what, I really more feel like a musicianary in the work that I'm doing. Tell us what drew you to this, and what some of that road has been like.
Oh, first you said musicianary. I've never heard that. I love that. Is that like a missionary and a musician?
Yeah, well, and I'm stealing that. I'm going to tell you where I got that from. Karen Lafferty, who was part of the original Jesus People movement. And actually, I don't know if you remember the Seek Ye First, you know, Seek Ye First the King. That Karen wrote that. Well, I mean, you know, it was, I believe, Mark or Matthew wrote it, but she put it to song in the 70s, and actually is a resident of Santa Fe, still ministering up there as a musicianary at the Mosaic Coffee House. Tell us about your journey.
So yeah, I grew up. My dad was always a pastor, and my mom was always a musician, and so I grew up in church. Because we're the pastor's family, we were in church a lot as kids. We felt like it was a lot. It's like, oh man. But no, my mom was always over the choir. And so we kind of, I don't know, I guess you could say we were just in music ministry a lot when we were kids. It was a part of our thread. And honestly, it's probably where I know many of the hymns that I know because of doing them in church. And so, grew up that way. I mean, high school, I wasn't the best high school student as far as disciplinary. I gave my parents a few problems and troubles, but God's grace allowed me to see some things, allowed me to understand how certain people get in certain places. And then it's kind of interesting, on the other side, I get to actually sing songs from a place of a little more of understanding or hearing more stories than I would have heard if God wasn't bringing me off of a path that I could have gone down that was going to lead to straight destruction. So I'm super grateful for that opportunity, just to be able to do life with people, and worship, point people to God. I ended up, honestly, I was going to college to be an architect, and then I decided, no, computer science. Well, ended up being that God kind of said, hey, you can do computer science, but I remember the professor was like, hey, don't you all just love writing code? And I was like, I like writing code, but I love being in a room and like all of us being on one page, giving like everything we have to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I'm super honored that I get to do this. And that's kind of how I wandered into it. Music has always been in my family, and I've always wanted to do music. I just didn't think it was something that I could take care of my family doing. And so I tried other things, and I feel like God just got me to this point where he's like, hey, I just really want you to trust me, and then we can go from there. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm writing songs that I've either lived life through, or like lived some life and understood some things, and seen God work in miraculous ways, and also just trusting him for the next step every day.
Yeah. Well, hey, John, you mentioned the hymns growing up. Did they have an impact when it came to your own time to put words to pen Now, and I should ask you, actually, you know, you mentioned writing songs. Are you a lyricist as well as a musician? And we know you sing, but you know, you get that singer, songwriter, musician, and man, it's like, there's the wow.
Well, I'll tell you that my wife made me promise I don't buy another keyboard over the years. She's like, if I see one more keyboard, honestly, when I sit at a piano, it's one of the places that I feel like I get to have the conversation with God the most. Yeah. One of the deepest conversations that I get to have is with God, and just time and prayer and just understanding. And found out it's kind of the way my dad also kind of meditated, and my mom played piano. So the ebony and ivory keys are always close by. This is something I love to get to do. I love to get to write songs. I love to create, or I love to innovate, maybe making something, giving something that God already showed me. God already created. We're just innovating all of this stuff, right? And so, or maybe he sent David to write some songs. And yeah. So we're just putting some different spins on it. So I love to sing a regular hymn. I love to sing it the way I first heard it. And I love to make arrangements and do them in different ways. So yeah. And I love to write songs that have like this core theme of a hymn behind it, or at the core of it is a hymn that, you know, that song kind of comes from. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and we know they're just so rich with doctrine, and really feed us to grow in the Lord as we sing and worship, those songs. Let's start with No Fear. Tell us about, the process on this one.
So I went on this journey, honestly, of chasing fear down myself. I didn't plan on writing a song about fear. I grew up in a city called Memphis, Tennessee. So it's a little east from Albuquerque, but a little east from New Mexico. But I grew up there, and I just know that I came to a point in my life where I realized the fear was kind of debilitating me in this way. And it wasn't physical fear. It wasn't like the fear of something happening to me or something like that. It was more just the fear of letting people get closer. I, for whatever my story came out to be, I protected myself, like how I feel, fiercely, to where I really didn't let people get that close to me, because I never wanted people to, I don't know all of what I may have thought that would happen, but I just didn't want people to get emotionally close. And so I kept myself at a distance, even though I'd smile and have fun and everything like that. I wasn't getting to let people really know me. And also on the other end of that, I wasn't really trusting others. And so I remember this getting to this point in my life where I'm like, man, even the people that I trusted the most, I had started drawing walls in between us, and I was like, man, it can't be like that. And so I started going down this journey, and God met me in such a powerful way that I first of all, I'll never forget it. I'm super grateful for the way he loves on us in our own specific ways along our continuums in life. He like meets us in our process and guides us through these processes, right? Well, I get back and I'm like, we're about to release the album, and I said, hey, talk to my record company. I was like, go to you. I know we have the album finished, but I just need a moment. I think that maybe the God is pouring something out of me, out of what he just allowed me to walk through. And so, and I started writing. I called a couple of friends of mine, Jeff Pardo and Matthew West, and we sat down, and I told them just my story. And man, it was one of the, I feel like I spent more time talking to them about the story, because this song just kind of just dropped in our laps. God just kind of handed it to us. Oh, those are two talented guys, and I'm super grateful for them. And so that's just the real life testimony that I said, man, I hear this, and I would love for us to put some churchy with some guitars. And it's kind of just, I even present the song that way. I was like, look, we just sat in a room and we put some churchy with some guitars, and my churchy, their guitars, and it came out like this, and that's what it is. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, this is the way it came out. Let's take a listen. Here's a little bit of John Reddick, No Fear.
I got enemies at every side. It ain't looking good, I ain't gonna lie. Arrows flying, devils trying to make me think I'm going down this time. You might think that I'd be afraid, running scared with the shaking faith. But the God I know says it ain't over. The God I know is gonna make a way. Yeah, though I walk through the valley, I will have no fear, no fear. The mighty power of Jesus is fighting for me here. No fear, no fear. The light of the world makes the darkness disappear. No fear. Waters rise if I got my eyes on you. No fear, no fear. The mighty power of Jesus is fighting for me here. No fear, no fear. The light of the world makes the darkness disappear. No fear. Not over my life, God's over my life. Not over my battles, not over my struggles. Not over my life, God's over my life.
Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Hey, welcome back into ABQ Connect. We're in the midst of a conversation with John Reddick. He will be hopefully the person that's in front of you come about 7 o'clock on November 27th, the night of worship with John Reddick. John, I know you haven't seen this venue yet, but what I'll say is it's not really small. But I would say there's an intimacy to the space that you're going to have here in Albuquerque. It's one of those spaces that is more wide than it is deep, so everyone's kind of close, you know. I think you're going to enjoy your time here, and I know the KLYT listener is going to enjoy. We already enjoyed a little bit of music in the first segment. Hey, before we move on to one of the other songs that you blessed us with, when John Reddick isn't, you know, maybe listening to John Reddick, what's John listening to?
Oh man, I love music. So what am I listening to when I'm not listening to, well, I'm not listening to John Reddick. I'm trying to listen. I feel like that, I don't know. Well, I'm not, if I'm listening to my own music, it's because I'm listening to it for the things that I have to do to make sure I turn it in. So,
of course.
But I do love to write, but I also love all types of music. I mean, I'm I'm a lover of jazz music. I got one kid who loves K-pop, so he had me listen to a song called Golden, and I was trying to understand the whole, she's trying to teach me about the K-pop hunters or something like that. And so, but I love classical music. I mean, I listen to all types of music, honestly. So,
yeah. Your playlist sounds a lot like mine. You'll go from one genre to another because you've already mentioned it. You're a lover of music. How important to you, you know, as someone who, you know, writes music, and how important do you feel like the wordsmithing is when it comes to the lyrics that go with this beautiful music?
Oh, well, one of the things I get to do in life is I get to lead worship at my church. I guess that's probably my first calling. If I were going to call something a calling, it's to get to point people to Jesus on Sunday mornings together. And so I think it's all about the words, because the word comes from the scripture, the word himself in the beginning. And so I think putting words together, and it's what gives it life. If his word is the living word, then if his word is living and breathing, his Bible and Jesus himself, like, then it's all about the word, you know, to me. Amen. We can have music, but you take the words away and then it's just deep sleep music sometimes. Yeah. Right?
Oh yeah. 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 And I'll tell you the whole separation of music and words, as poor a piano player I am, you could teach me plenty, John. I remember my first piano teacher, you're going to love this story. She didn't have a metronome. There's a couple things with this, Mrs. Green. And if I called a piece, a song, a piece being something without lyrics, she'd say, "You call that a song one more time, I'm going to make you sing it." and when she didn't have the metronome, she had dentures she would click.
Oh, wow.
so long before we had the click in the ear, we had the click of dentures to keep us on track.
Just some of the
fun things we get to do. Now you're a real musician, but as musicians, as we're going through the learning process, and you've learned well, John. We heard No Fear in the first segment. Well, let's talk about The Way, what your hope is as people listen to this song.
You know what? On The Way, it's a song where, actually, that's funny because I sat down with Matthew West on this one. This is my first write with Matthew West, and I walked in. I was like, man, I was sitting at my piano, and I had this thought about when you feel like you're looking all these different directions, life has shut these doors, and you're trying to figure out how do you get to, you know, the next place in life? How do you get from point A to point B? Because you are so desperate, because you are so sometimes empty and sometimes lost, that we're just trying to figure out, how do I just do the next thing, the next right thing? And thinking about the fact that Jesus kind of openly said, he is the way, he is the truth, he is life. If any man cometh to the Father, he comes by him. And so that's what this song is based off of. When you get to a point, or when you find yourself at a point at any time in life where you're trying to figure out what the next thing to do is, sometimes we have to just settle down, take a breath, and find Jesus in it all, because he is the way. And that's what it, that's, yeah.
All right, well, let's enjoy it. Here's John Reddick, The Way.
I've had it with the way of this world. I've spent my last day chasing those lights. And now I want the world to hear me say, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. I've had it with the schemes of the devil.
way. Jesus is the way. You are the way. You're the only way. For the saint, for the sin, for the world.
Song from the artist that hopefully you'll be going to see on February 27th, 7 o'clock, Calvary Church West Side, a night of worship with John Reddick. And hopefully you've gotten to know John a little bit, and even more so, look forward to getting out there. But go look for all the details. You'll find them, ticket information included, on the website at calvarynm.church. And John, so much appreciate your time, not only here, but, you know, you spend a little time putting these songs together and preparing a night of worship. What do you hope people will leave that evening? What's your goal for that evening on the 27th?
Oh, wow. One of my prayers is always that, number one, we get into this room, we realize how much more God loves us than we actually thought. And we realize that he's seeing us in the spaces where we are right now, in the moments of life that we are going through and trekking through. Some of us are having great days and some of us are having the hardest days of our lives. But we know that God loves us so much. And so I'm praying that we walk away with some healing, with some hope, more than we walked in with, you know. I know that Jesus is the hope of the world, and I know that we all know that. And so that's who I'm pointing to.
All right. Well, John, again, thanks for your time. Look forward to seeing you real soon. Calvary West Side, Calvary Church West Side. That's Coors and Montaño on February 27th, 7 p.m. And there's a VIP entry time available, entry, early entry doors, all kinds of times. And the most important part is make sure you're there at 7 o'clock and get all that ticket information at the calvarynm.church. God bless you, brother.
God bless you all, too, man. Thank you so much, Steve.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.